This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today in There Really Is a Business Opportunity in Everything, we submit to you the pilgrimage. There's the Hajj, of course, Muslims going to Mecca. People are seeking out shrines in Europe in ever-increasing numbers. And now there's a drive underway in Britain to revive the practice there. A group called the British Pilgrimage Trust is drumming up interest. Marketplace's Stephen Beard went on a one-day pilgrimage and filed this report from St. Nicholas Church in the tiny English village of Icklesham.
Hi, everyone. You could tell this was going to be no ordinary guided tour when the guide burst suddenly into song.
Saint Nicholas, Goddess Truth.
And a song written 800 years ago by a hermit monk in Old English.
At the bar of
Guy Hayward, a classical singer, is leading a group of latter-day pilgrims out of the church and along a once well-trodden path.
We are on a section of the old way to Canterbury.
For centuries, he says, Christians from all over Europe walked this route along the south coast of England, up to Canterbury and the shrine of one of Christendom's most famous martyred saints.
St. Thomas a Becket was the second most dedicated saint all over Europe. There are lots of European churches dedicated to St. Thomas.
The saint with most churches bearing his name is St. James. The revival of the pilgrimage to his shrine in Santiago de Compostela has been big enough to regenerate the rural economy of northern Spain. It attracts 250,000 participants a year. Still early days for this rather more modest British route. There are just over a dozen walkers here today who've paid $50 each to take part. They're full of zeal, though. One of them is Jackie Norton, an entrepreneur.
I love it because you go, you walk along, and then you get to a church, and then we chant, you know, and it's marvellously mad, but very freeing. It's just a lovely day out, isn't it?
Guy Hayward's pilgrimage is not exclusively religious. Along the route, at the top of a hill overlooking the sea, we find a secular shrine.
We're just approaching Paul McCartney's recording studio, which is in the form of a windmill.
You're lowering your voice, Guy, not out of reverence.
He's a kind of musical deity, though, isn't he? So, you know, on one level, this is a holy place.
And so, before moving on, the pilgrims pay homage.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
BYOB, or bring your own beliefs, is the first rule of this pilgrimage. People of all faiths and none are welcome. It's all a curious mixture of Christian worship, nature walk and New Age healing. There's tree-hugging, berry-picking, and history lessons, for example, as we pass the ruins of a Tudor castle.
Henry VIII built this to protect against the potential French and Spanish invasion.
Guy strays occasionally from the path of strict historical accuracy, much to the pilgrims' hilarity. Everyone seems to be having fun. Unlike the medieval pilgrimage, this is, in no sense, a penance. We wander on across glorious undulating English countryside, past grazing sheep and through marshland with a balmy breeze whispering in the reeds. Pilgrim Theo Clark, the boss of a London-based charity, found it very refreshing.
It's kind of a way to see the countryside, get out of London, get a kind of touch of our history and our heritage, and to meet some new people.
The pilgrimage ends as it began at a church. This one is St. Mary's in the medieval hilltop town of Rye.
Sainte Maria.
Guy sings a farewell song, another 800-year-old composition. He doesn't expect this pilgrimage will rival the economic impact of the one to Santiago, but he hopes he can at least spread the word and leave his pilgrims, a footsore maybe, but happy.
With their in self accord.
At Rye, in the county of East Sussex, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.